Let's get started.
I can start by just sharing about the Group 1 presentation. I really enjoyed the structure. It was, or I should, maybe I should say the lack of structure, because I liked that, because everybody in the group had an opportunity to share their understanding of the topic, and all those different variations of it really helped me get a clearer picture of what they were, the overall topic. And I really got something out of it. And then I really enjoyed Kazuko's meditation. I could just listen to Kazuko do a meditation. I could listen to that every day. So I just wanted to share that.
Thanks. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
I was part of Group 1, and when we were so focused on putting together the individual pieces, the first chance I got to see it, we did a run through, and it was amazing to me how all of us have such individual concepts, but we flowed from one person to the next person to the next person. It was just such a, the only word I can use is orchestration, that I loved watching that and being a part of it and knowing that we all contributed our little piece or big piece to it. I just really enjoyed being a part of it and watching it again. And thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Margaret. I know for some it was a big learning curve, but everyone did a fantastic job. I'm telling you what. And I think it made our group much more cohesive energetically. And this first part of our ascension teachings is all about that. So, yeah, y'all did a great job.
Hi, this is Kazuko. Yeah, thank you, Kelly, for talking about the meditation. That was, I had a lot of fun creating it. And yeah, I'm so glad you liked it. It was such a really enjoyable experience to be a part of this group and creating this together. I didn't know anything about quantum field, but I just started to research, and I had great fun doing it and creating my presentation and meditation. So I really appreciate for this opportunity. I learned so much. And thank you. And thank you, Margaret, for this background. It worked. I wanted to put it out. So, yeah, thanks, Margaret. You know, it's just a lot of little things, but wonderful things happened. So I'm so appreciative of it, everything and everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't know if we had to raise our hands, but this is Jody. Hey, family. I enjoyed that so tremendously. I learned so much. I was able to actually connect with so many of you guys on a different level. Got to know you more. It's not quite the conferences, but it feels connected. You know, I miss you guys. I miss that one-on-one. I really enjoyed it. And I learned a tremendous amount as well. So I was so anxious to have this class today. It's like, oh, I can't wait. And I haven't had that excitement in a while. I mean, there's like that skip in my step. It's like, gotta be there. You know, I'm really enjoying it. and I'm looking forward to this year. I think more than I have the past few years. It feels good. Like I get it. Like I'm a part of it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Our group one was just melted my heart. And we had some people that couldn't participate, in the presentations and stuff, but I could feel them holding the space for us to create and us to go forward. And I just want to thank this group for helping my growth and all of the sharing that we did. And you guys just melted my heart, and you totally rocked. And I thank you, each one of you.
Thank you, Lee.
It is melting heart. Every sharing, every presentation, not only information, I felt energy. Energy was palpable. How balanced and harmonious, how supportive to each other, how the word orchestration. Yes, it was like a, some energy, some quantum field brought us together and was leading the streams on the right way. And not only meditation of Kazuka, the example with the girl give you the big smile, taking the mask off. That was, and just the phrase, that was a moment of the quantum field. And I felt it, and I share it with my, people who were around me. And it was profound. Even like I pick up some example or some memory of the presentation. And when I say about that, there is a quietness. There is a something in the air, even it's a silence, but the presence of energy, like I said, palpable. So we are chosen. And now, like never before, I feel our group like a holiness. We are whole, coherent presence, ready for the mission. Or we already doing that by just be our presence and pure intention and dedication and unity. It's all with that love, unity, it's all there. Support, respect, all these magnificent columns that holds the good stuff, it's there. It's there, and everybody feels that. And thank you from the bottom of my heart and soul for all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Vera.
I had quite an experience with this. I was so, as I experimented and went through all the research on quantum field, I knew it was expansive, but I really had no idea. And to hear each person present from the extremely technical scientific side to the mental, emotional, physical, just earthly feelings and thoughts, it was just enormous, and it was so beneficial. And I just need to keep going back over those, because it's just it answered so many questions that I had no idea I even had, and it was just so expansive. And the, like everyone was saying, the feelings from each participant coming through, and their energy and their drive and their excitement and passion, just tremendous, really wonderful experience.
Susie? Anyone else have anything to say? Any questions?
No questions?
I would like to say that I had already been exploring the quantum field through some of these videos we were using. And but when we got it as a project, you know, and I started delving into it, the most amazing thing that happened to me was that I started feeling the energy the way they were talking about it. And that had a profound effect on me. I mean, I still walk around imagining myself space, you know, on a daily basis. So, besides all the magnificence of the groups stepping up and having amazing presentations, I just want to say that it was a profoundly personal adventure for me, and I loved it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else before we move to group two?
I was wondering, so how others are feeling about...
This is Mark. Oh.
Okay. Okay, hold on, Mark. I think Susie's has the mic right this second.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Go ahead, Susie.
Yeah, I was just wondering how others are feeling about... I understand how we are tapping into this quantum field, actually getting easier as we go. But what about when we're out in the walking around in the 3D realm and with others who are not where we are? Are you finding it easier to just within yourself tap into this to observe what's going on? Or I realize that the quantum field is a place of no thoughts and feelings, but can you just sit and be observant in that space and still be in the quantum, tap into the quantum field and be observant in a situation like you're in a meeting or a restaurant or whatever, and still be in touch with that?
For me, it was the most comfortable just to be the neutral observer. No matter what's happening inside or outside, if you behave as a neutral observer, like you're watching the movie, or that compassion is raised up, judgment is gone, and you just observer. And whatever it is fits for you, you take it. Whatever is not, it just stay there, because you know everything what's happened for the reason. And everybody has their own unique path, and no even desire to intrude or teach or whatever do, because just to be observer, for me, that was blessing when I just step into that feelings.
Can I say something? This is Efung Tayo.
Yeah.
I was a part of group one, but due to my scheduling, I couldn't participate in the way that I wanted, but I was holding sacred space for everyone. And I was thoroughly delighted at how it, presented itself and unfolded. I wanted to speak to how we live it on this physical plane in the work that I do, which is African shamanism. I was living the quantum entanglement with what work I do with my organization. And so while I was researching it, it was just a difference in language as opposed to what the ancients were doing, but they were very cognizant of what they were doing. So it was really such a beautiful melding for me. Because in studying how we see it in terms of physics. Through the ceremonies that I was participating in and leading, I was actually living it. And that bridge was really very, I don't know, I don't have the words for it, but it was really beautiful because it's the ancient future as far as I can see. And so a lot of times we say that this is new. I think we're building on what was. And what I liked about, I forget who it was, oh, Himhotep, he brought in the aspect of what the Africans knew. They just had a different language. They used dance. They used so many different mediums to not only express the quantum field, but also the quantum entanglement. They're going into possession and things of that nature to do healing or to bring down a certain energy matrix to help the community. All of that is based on what we now call quantum entanglement. And they did mean to interfere. It wasn't neutral, yet and still, it was about the healing of a community. So there was intention. So I just wanted to add that and just say that I thoroughly enjoyed Group One. It was a beautiful manifestation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
hello, this, okay, we'll try it again.
Mark's turn.
Yes. I think what happened for me is this whole quantum, the understanding of the quantum field and quantum entanglement. For the first time, I felt a connection with everybody else in the universe. Everybody else, amongst all of my extraterrestrial friends, I felt a very deep connection. And there was a sense of unity. And so for the first time, I felt it. And it was an absolutely marvelous understanding of what was really going on. It was just a little overwhelming when I really got in touch with all of this. So I just wanted to express the enormity of what this led for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. That was beautiful. We have time for one final question, and then we'll move on to Group Two or comment.
Greetings.
Right. Okay. There you are. Oh, there's Imhotep. Okay. Go ahead, Imhotep.
Yes. Well, a masterful job. Well done. Quantum entanglement. I mean, this has been and spoken of. I'm a chemist. I took quantum mechanics. But when Christ was here, and he said, God made man in his own image, in his own likeness, created them male and female, quantum entanglement. There is no separation. He said, Christ said, I'm in my Father in me, ye in me, and I in you. Quantum entanglement. He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. He said, Paul had said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. How is that possible? Quantum entanglement. Fractals, same thing. Unity, consciousness, oneness, Christ consciousness, all this. And for us to start off this way, collectively, and understanding that there is no separation between you, me, and God. It is all quantum entangled, but different expressions of the same fractals. Excellent job. A wonderful start for 2023. Now, what's next?
Hold on. We just started.
Okay. So I'll let it rest from here.
Thank you so much.